We are now.
Okay, back in regular session. We'll go back up here, back to the police department, hiring a new employee to send to PTI. We're going to hire Michael Bolin. And he'll start PTI in October.
Schedule pending.
Yeah, as long as they don't move it again.
COVID pending.
COVID pending. Then, let's see, is there anything else on here?
The PTI keeps getting pushed back. Can we do anything with him until the interview has to do that first?
Yeah, I think there's after your, I could
be wrong
on this.
I don't think I missed anything else.
You
want to talk about your policy meeting? Okay.
Like, if you get hired, I think if you're not in the academy within 6 months, but with things changing with the COVID, I don't know if they've changed that policy they have, but hopefully it will be.
For next month, or for next meeting, just probably hiring police officers. Because that way we can hire.
Other than maybe getting uniforms.
We can hire both of them.
And getting a few things set up.
For the next meeting.
Probably really anything here until that started. It starts on a Sunday, they have orientation, and then it, you have the physical test, and then it's a go for 14 weeks.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, go with your policy manual.
Okay, everybody should have received this nice, beautiful policy manual.
This is painful.
Thank you for your work on this.
Yeah, I know, you've done awesome work. It's painful, but you've done awesome work.
Jared.
Yes, you can also thank my wife as well for staying up till 2 last night to format this thing.
Thank you.
It looks very nice. I like the little borders. Looks very nice.
Looks a lot nicer than when you did it.
So everything in here is everything we talked about. Everything is correct over the past 2 or 3 months that we've had in here. Everything is formatted correctly. All the numbers have changed. All the verbiage is correct. The only thing that is not included in here is the electronics policy. And that is a new document that was created yesterday. It looks all new and it's all formatted correctly as well. You receive that in the email. So you can look over that, improve that if you'd like. But that's the only thing that is not included in this manual right now, because we do not have a pay table. The police officer appendix is for the bargaining, just for the police officers. I did send out the job descriptions of what Randy sent. So if Ryan, if you want to look over that from that.
Okay.
If anybody wants to look over for
was that on one of the emails you sent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look over that. If you want me to change any of those, we can do that and then include that into here. But the electronic policy was sent separately as well. So that can be attached as well. The only other forms that we would need to hire a new employee would be the tax forms and stuff like that. And that's something that Brandy automatically has. But they have the copies right there. We can do a watermarked one, something similar like this. I don't know how fancy we want to go. To print, but it's something we have right now that's new and updated and there. So the electronic policy is what we all discussed. It's like last month, I think, changed it all. It's all formatted nice and can be printed off so everybody can read it. Can take that off the agenda, Mr. Mayor. But I don't know if the board would, you know, wants to approve.
Why don't we got it all now.
Nice.
Let everybody
or whatever, that's fine.
Go through it and then we'll approve it next meeting. Does that sound good?
Yep.
So everybody has time to read through the new one. I like it. It looks very, very nice. Okay. Anything else to discuss while we're in here?
Is your street look pretty good?
Oh, it looks awesome.
I haven't got.
It looks.
I haven't
good.
Been able to go around and look at them.
It looks really, really good.
The only thing I have is regarding the issue that we had a couple weeks ago, and the image that was portrayed on Tolono. We had to make a statement out there. So I don't know what we need to do as far as like collaborating as a board or
with the school district, you mean?
not with the school district, but what with, what was put out there as part of portraying Tolono, and why we made the statement we did, I guess. Is that something that we just wanna create, like a general policy for? That way, not one person or two people are making the statement to make somebody feel left out, or, you know, make people uncomfortable, or we just wanna have a general one when it comes to issuing statements on behalf of the village?
Something on our website, just a little statement, I don't think be bad.
Yeah.
The only issue I have with that whole thing is, was it actually all Tolono kids?
That
kind of grouped Unity as Tolono.
Well, and that's the problem with...
It could have not even been in Tolono kids.
The media portrayal of it is that that's not the community I live in. That
my biggest issue was that it used Tolono, and then
yes.
It used the photos of our high school and our schools, and could be, it could not have been, you know, I'm not gonna get into that.
Well, that's
debate right now.
I mean, that's a big problem, because the high school sits in our backyard it's always Tolono. It could happen in Sydney or Vilo, but it's always Tolono because the high school sits in our backyard.
But it was, what bothered me was the word, because they used our image, they used everything about us. And so that's why I felt we needed to make a statement, letting people know that this is what the village board members feel, and this is what our community feels, that, you know, we support all of these things. But I also didn't, you know, just, I don't know if I was the only one that wanted to say something, but I didn't want to speak on behalf of anybody else. That's why I said, hey, should we make this statement?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that something that we should just put a general one, or?
I think, as Ryan said, if there were something on our website, you know, if we as a board come up with what a vision statement is for this community.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be something that is, I don't know, even on our letterhead down at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
you know, something that is what we believe Tolono is,
right.
and what we expect Tolono to be, and the residents and businesses of Tolono. This is what we want you to be. If you want to be here, this is who you are.
I agree.
But that means that we as a board need to figure out what that's going to be.
Okay.
What do we want that to say? And it can't be something that's really long, but it has to speak to, like you said, They used imagery that said this issue was done by Tolono,
yeah.
when in fact the bullying was done by Unit 7 students.
But also asked if we were contacted. Nobody ever contacted.
Right.
No. So I just,
Have you yet to be contacted about any potential Black Lives Matter events?
Like I said, I didn't want to bring a huge debate or, you know, big thing like that. I just thought that was something that we needed to discuss, because
it was
very personal when they used our town, our image, and that creates a lot of negativity towards our town.
Right.
And
then many of the comments from people who claim to live in Tolono, they talk about how that's to be expected in Tolono, and being someone of color in Tolono in the last 10 years, that's something I've never felt here. In my first few years, I can say, yes, that is something I felt directly. But there has been a complete shift in many of the people who live in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to your point, it's not okay to blanketly say that Tolono is XYZ when the people that live in Tolono don't believe that that's what that is. People who used to live here might have had that experience
right.
when they lived here. But that's not what I experience living here now.
I like the idea of the vision statement, though. Because that's something we can kind of create ourselves and put on our website.
Do we want public feedback before we finalize that? Because what we're saying is, this is what we believe Tolono is. Do we want the public to...
Well, the nice thing about it is we don't do anything fast.
Right.
So, as we kind of put it on the board agenda, then we can kind of put it out on our Facebook and other fillers. And,
yeah, I think
and we
it's
can
a
get,
great question for the community. What
yeah, it is a great
what
question.
What does living in Tolono mean to you?
It'd be nice if
what
the high school got back
mean?
Into session and they could do a contest.
What's your email address
no.
from?
Pretty kind of neat.
I don't necessarily want the high school to do it because the high school
and
isn't just Tolono.
Because we also have, we've never filled it, but got the ordinance to have students on this board, and we've never filled it. It took us forever just to get students to work for the village, but I was hoping to get buy-in from the school, and they could say, hey, this individual's interested in civics, or this individual's interested in community, and suggest people. I think there's two student spots on the board.
I'm totally open with.
So that kind of goes into the whole community fill and kind of get another perspective on
what it means to live in the village.
Yeah. What the kids, what do you feel like as a kid? What do you feel as an adult? What do you feel as a senior?
Where would you like those comments to go? Into who?
Info.
Say Brandy. No.
info@tolonoil.us.
So, perfect. All right, anything else?
Make a spot on the website, a form for people to fill that out. So it just goes there.
Under a sentence or less, too.
Yeah.
I don't want books.
Right.
So, anything else while we're open session? Perfect. I just need a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Anybody opposed?